Monday, you know, we advance three maps to go to the major redistricting committee, and that redistricting committee will take those three maps and decide on one. The Senate has is working on the Senate maps, and the House and the Senate will collaborate on determining the final map for the congressional map. And that's the kind of process we have.
The heavy lifting is now underway in Tallahassee. The session's underway. Does the public have any more input at this point?
Well, certainly. I mean, all these are done in a committee forum. These are proposed committee bills, so they're the, kind of the property of the committee, if you will. There will be an opportunity for the public to speak. There's an opportunity for the public to still use the software, to submit amendments, to make changes, to make recommendations. And it will ultimately be voted on by the full redistricting committee of the House and Senate, and then by all the members of the House and Senate on the floor.
Representative, what do you think, though, about the pace of getting redistricting done within the 60-day legislative session? Is this something you anticipate will take the full time, or do you think this could be wrapped up sooner rather than later?
Well, I mean, I think we've set out a schedule. I believe that the Senate's going to send their maps over in about a week and a half, I want to say. And I anticipate it will not be done the last day of session, but it's going to take some time. And, you know, there's got to be some collaboration in terms of what the, you know, what the congressional map looks like. So, I mean, I anticipate it will be done with a little bit of time left in session.
Finally, for Aubrey Jewett and Mary Ellen Kloss here, do courts typically get that involved in how these maps are drawn? I mean, the law says pretty much lawmakers can draw them. I mean, that's it. So aside from Justice Department concerns, what would state courts have to say about them? And we'll start with Aubrey Jewett.
Well, traditionally, courts have been extremely involved in decisions about redrawing the lines every 10 years, and that's particularly true in Florida. We saw a host of lawsuits 10 years ago, 20 years ago. In fact, 20 years ago, we mentioned the 92 redistricting. The courts actually drew the congressional districts because the House and Senate, although controlled by Democrats, they couldn't agree amongst themselves on how to draw the lines. And so they sort of punted, and the federal courts had to draw the lines there. Most of the lawsuits in the last decade were more about minority districts. You know, what's the proper role for gerrymandering, basically, by racial and ethnic lines. And as Representative Dorwer said, and I agree with him, the federal government has, and the the U.S. Supreme Court has said, and the Justice Department has said, up to a certain degree, you have to take race and ethnicity into account. I think the big question for the courts this time around are going to be, How much did the legislature take into account? Or I should have put it this way. Did the legislature take into account too much? I don't know what the answer will be, but I think that's where you're going to see a lot of the legal challenges, because I think in the end, Democrats are going to be somewhat disappointed because they're going to look at those maps and say, well, if you look at the partisan balance, once again, Democrats are getting the short shrift, and I don't think they're going to be happy with that.
And Mary Ellen Kloss, do you see any big changes from the courts?
Yes, I see that it could be that the court doesn't want to get too active and doesn't want to draw too much. On the other hand, there are a lot of unanswered questions, and we really haven't spent too much time talking about the Voting Rights Act and the protections involved there. But the amendments that were passed require that the voting strength of minority districts is not reduced. But the question is, does that mean we don't reduce the minority's voting strength in the entire map or only in the existing districts? And the interpretation of both the House and Senate has been that they don't want to see anybody in an existing district no longer have the same access to a minority representative. However, that leaves people in other parts of the state who maybe had the potential to be in a minority access seat that didn't get drawn one. All those questions are not answered, and I think that we will see a lot of the debate and the challenge focused around these minority seats.